Listen to this news. Ireland-China upcoming trade talks. Beef exports back on table. The impending visit of Chinese Premier Li Qiang to Ireland focuses on the revival of beef exports to China. This crucial trade topic, accentuated by the Ireland-Asia think tank, is set to dominate the discussions between Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Premier Li. Following the detection of atypical bovine spongiform encephalopathy, BSE, last November, Irish beef exports faced suspension. The Department of Agriculture's confirmation of this isolated case, a first since 2020, came with assurances of no public health risks, as the affected cow remained outside the food or feed chain. China's protocol necessitates a halt in exports pending a comprehensive epidemiological report. Thus, the decision from Chinese authorities on reinstating exports remains a keenly awaited development. Martin Murray, Executive Director of Asia Matters, stresses the urgency of addressing Irish beef exports during the Farmley House Summit. Murray's organization, a conduit for Ireland-Asian economic and cultural ties, views the upcoming talks as a strategic chance to reopen Chinese markets for Irish beef. Given the prior value of states' beef exports to China, nearly 40 million euros in 2019, this issue bears significant economic weight. Post-President Xi Jinping's 2012 visit, Ireland-China trade relations witnessed remarkable growth. From 3.7 billion euros in 2014, bilateral trade escalated to a staggering 25.3 billion euros by 2022. The agri-food sector, including beef, saw a remarkable jump to 722 million euros in exports to China in 2022, a 76% increase from a decade ago. At an Asia Matters conference, Declan Hughes, Secretary General at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, highlighted a momentous 120 billion euros in two-way trade between Ireland and Asia. Chinese investments, approaching 10 billion euros, have been instrumental in Ireland's job market, with significant employment contributions from companies like TikTok. Premier Li's journey to Ireland, following his engagement at the World Economic Forum at Davos, marks a first for a high-ranking Chinese official since President Xi's 2017 attendance. Ireland's robust handling of BSE, earning the World Organization for Animal Health's, WHO, negligible risk status in 2021, underpins its commitment to stringent food and feed safety standards. The detection of atypical BSE, a non-WHO notifiable case, does not alter this status, highlighting the effectiveness of Ireland's safety measures. Given that Ireland exports a vast majority of its beef production, the restoration of trade ties with China is not only economically significant but also a reflection of Ireland's dedication to upholding the highest standards in food safety and quality. Business General, U.S.-India trade boost, new era in tech imports and visa policies.